It's 38 games into the NBA season, and we have done 5 episodes of the G League podcast. Josh, we really suck at this.
Dude, we're pretty bad, honestly. We're not consistent at all. It's a sincere apology from the both of us to start off this episode, just because we know you guys are fiending for this, dude. I know you guys are, I know you guys are refreshing your podcast on the daily, dude. Every I do it too.
And I'm like, Riaz, Josh, when are you going to get this done?
Dude, it's crazy, but...
New decade, new us.
Exactly. New Year's resolution, get more than 5 episodes out this year.
We're actually planning to try and do 1 every 2 weeks. So for the -3 people listening, please hold us accountable.
Yeah. please email, send us an email at thegleague2@gmail.com.
We've just been getting tons.
Left tons and right, dude. Sometimes I can't even keep up. It's an insane number. It's like at 2.
Can't keep up.
Nah.
We try our best. But it's been a pretty climactic NBA season. Mm-hmm. It's been really, really fun. We have a lot of stuff that we want to talk about. The first thing was this book that I just started. Pretty late to the party, honestly. Basketball, A Love Story by Jackie McMullen. Josh, you read this book?
Yeah, I did. I read it. I saw a bunch of the documentaries on ESPN+. It was amazing, dude. It's a great book. Great book.
Honestly, there were so many parts of it that I feel – so I also read The Book of Basketball by Bill Simmons, which is also another fantastic book by mm-hmm. a good writer. What I liked about this book was that it was entirely made of excerpts from players, coaches, executives, people that were there. And I kind of liked that more. I felt like it was kind of more authentic.
Yeah, no, for sure. The thing about Bill Simmons' book is it was all his – input and his opinions were like, this was genuine from the people who were there witnessing what happened and were at the event, were contributing to the event itself. Like,
yeah,
getting that more closer feel, that authenticity is a whole different ball game, and it was a dope read for real.
Yeah, honestly, there were so many parts that Josh and I, before this even started, that we were talking about from this book that this book kind of covers things like Bill Russell versus Wilt Chamberlain. Like, that's a debate that's, I think, been talked about a lot, but yeah, sheds a lot of new light from people that have been there. Just talking about like what life was like back in the 50s. I remember we were talking about a story. It was about how players would like get to games. Like, if you had a game in Rochester, New York, this was like in the 50s. This Hall of Fame player was talking how if you had a game in Rochester, New York, the next night you'd have a game in like Fort Wayne, Indiana. So there's no direct flights that go there. So what they do is they get a train company to negotiate with, and they get an 11 p.m. train to go from Rochester, New York to the cornfields 20 miles outside of Fort Wayne. As soon as it gets to those cornfields, they get off and they literally hitchhike their way from the local high schoolers to get to their NBA game.
That's so insane. The thing is, we're only like 60 years ahead of that, like 60, 70 years mm-hmm. now. And dude, that's insane yeah. that they had to hitchhike their way to their NBA, to the professional game.
100%.
Like, what was going on? I understand that the 1950s were a totally different time, but like, still, like, what was going through their head? Like, what could they be thinking? Like, dude, people doing anything else are making more money and like having better benefits, whatever it is, in 1950. Yeah. Like, what?
It sheds a good light, like the things that past NBA stars went through. Like
Bill Russell in general. He's the one who started the whole player movement, and him and Oscar.
A big both thing. Of them. Well, one thing that Bill Russell also started was load management. He was the OG load management guy, because what Russell always used to say was that the Boston press would be on me because I didn't practice. I didn't practice once the season started, but that's Arbok's genius. Basically, his team, he was so good and tried so hard in practice that his scout team like never got any offense going.
Yeah.
So then Arbok's like, all right, dude, this is stupid. Like, we cannot do any offensive schemes, Bill, when you're in the court. Get out.
Yeah.
Let's let the other guys get some time.
Yeah.
So it looked like he was just sitting out the entirety of practice to the media. But the guys knew it was just like, no, because we can't
do anything.
We can't do anything against Bill Russell. I thought that was insane. Another thing, like you said, player movement, player to coaches. The racism that players have to go through back then is something that they definitely didn't have to go through now.
Yeah.
Oscar Robertson, big guy who was.
Yeah, he was huge about that.
There was one quote that I got from that I saw from here. It was like, some tried to taint Robertson's transcendent versatility. In 1959, he tallied 45 points, 23 rebounds, and 10 assists against Indiana State because he spoke out on racial issues, leaving him branded as ungrateful and bitter. That's what they – John Thompson said this. That's what they say about intelligent black people. They're bitter. If you're not grateful and put your hat in your hand and agree with everything a white man says, you're bitter. Robertson cemented his legacy in 1970 when he engaged in an antitrust lawsuit against the NBA that paved the way for free agency, higher salaries, improved travel, and medical personnel. If we didn't have the Oscar Robertson rule, no one would make $20 million a year, Oscar said. There'd be no LeBron James or Dwayne Wade or Chris Bosh being able to go to Miami together, and you wouldn't be treating basketball players like movie stars.
He's so right, though. He's so right.
Yeah.
Dude, he saved the league, for real.
And I feel like up to this point, I always thought he was a really bitter piece of trash.
Yeah.
But it really paints in a different light that, like, people – I don't know, just – it's so this book, Jackie McMullen, Ref Bartholomew, Dan Clores, Basketball Love Story.
Mm-hmm.
Highly, highly recommend this book.
Yeah, and that's just only like – he was only looking through the first like 10, 15 pages.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There's just so much information in this book. Like,
I am 95 pages in out of 405. I'm currently in the ABA section, which I heard is like one of the best sections of the entire book. So I will definitely get through this and be talking our ear about it every 2 weeks on Spotify or Apple Music, wherever you choose to listen to us. But great book. I just wanted to bring that up.
Make sure to review and subscribe and rate us.
Send us
please, 5 stars.
Please do. All right, so moving on. One thing, since it's the new year, one thing we want to do is make a New Year's resolution for some kind of player or team or organization in general. You know, so new year, new decade. A lot of stuff happened in the 2010s. LeBron, the beginning of the ascent of Giannis. Now I feel like in the 2020s we'll see him at peak. And I hope that we see a lot of other people turn the new tide. But Josh and I have two people, or I have a person. Do you have a person or a team?
I have more of a team.
More of a team. So we, not just for the next 6 months, the end of the NBA season, but also the 6 months that begin the next NBA season. So this entire calendar year, we're trying to come up with a New Year's resolution for a player or a team. I'll go first. My guy, if you look at Domantas Sabonis, from the Indiana Pacers. He for a really long time, he kind of was like the second fiddle to Miles Turner. Started out his career in OKC, right? He wasn't always like the focal point.
He was a throw-in in that Indiana trade.
He was a throw-in. For Oladipo was the main guy in that trade, and he kind of like matched salaries. But what's really interesting is he started in 2016. It's 2019, 2020 now. If you look at his points – blocks, steals, assists, and rebounds. The five main stats. Points, blocks, steals, assists, and rebounds. Every single statistic per year has gone up. Everyone. Single year, it's gone up at least a little bit. So last year, he was getting career highs. 14 points a game. Half a block, half a steal. 3 assists a game, which was like really big for him. 9 rebounds a game. So around 14 and 9, getting a lot of double-doubles. That was his career high last year. Now, 18 points, 13 rebounds, 1 steal, half a block, 4 assists a game. Like, this guy is
– he's going
– he's still improving. Like, yeah. He's still getting better and better, and now he is probably the second-best player on that team once Oladipo comes back.
Yeah.
Or do you think Brogdon's better?
Because who do you think is going to make the All-Star team this year? Is it going to be Brogdon?
I think Sabonis makes it.
Really?
I think Sabonis makes it as a forward. There's no way.
The guard depth is so tough in the East too.
Exactly. And it for like the top 6 teams in the East, which I believe are what? Sixers, in no particular order, Celtics, Sixers, Heat, Bucks,
Raptors,
and Pacers. Mm-hmm. Those six teams are all kind of basically neck and neck except for the Bucks.
Yeah, right now between the Celtics and the Pacers, who are the 2 and 6 seed, there's a 2-game difference
between them. Yeah, it's super close. Except for the Bucks are running away with it, but 2 through 6 is super close. So, like, if they – once Oladipo comes back, if that team gets to, like, a 3 seed, like, how do you reject 18 and 13 on a 3 seed?
But do you – honestly, do you think that Oladipo is going to be exactly what he was or, like, close to what he was, especially when he comes back over a year later? Like, because he got hurt in December, and he's going to come back in January. It's 14 months.
I feel like it goes out of way.
Early February.
We said the same thing about Paul George.
Well, I mean.
That's the thing. Like, we said the same
thing. Well, it's a knee. It's a knee. Like, Paul George, I honestly did not expect to play this well in the beginning of the season. Like, for real, I expect him to struggle. Because Paul George is the way he goes every season is he starts off the season super hot after All-Star break. He cools down like a few notches.
Yeah.
You know, that's his thing, you know.
That team doesn't even need him to be at 100%.
Yeah, which is surprising to see like the efficiency that he's having right now. I remember his first game, he came out like guns blazing, had like 34 points, like 6 threes or whatever it was.
Now a couple challenges with Sabonis. They had the 10th hardest schedule towards the end of the season.
Pacers.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing that has tanked with him has been his 3-point percentage. It is atrocious now. He used to attempt like maybe less than one a game.
Okay.
And he was shooting around. He shot 53% last year.
From three,
shooting half a three a game.
Okay.
Got it up to 1 3 a game, and now he's at 26%. So that's the one thing that's tanked. So my New Year's resolution for
him. At least he's shooting it.
Least he's shooting it. I mean, that's also because he's playing more minutes now than he ever has. Career high last year, 25 minutes a game. Now he's playing 34.
Nine more minutes a game. Do you think that's good enough for – do you think he should be in the most improved conversation?
Siakam's running away with that, dude.
Most improved?
Yeah.
Back-to-back? Nah, dude, Bam has it.
You think Bam's got it?
Bam's got it. They're the third seed, bro.
Pascal's like how do you not give it to Luka though?
That's a good question.
How do you not give it to Luka?
That's a good question.
The guy became an MVP candidate.
Dude, no, for real. That's actually who my New Year's resolution is about.
Okay.
I was gonna do the Hawks.
Okay.
Because just the Hawks. I was looking at the standings.
They're the most interesting garbage team.
Why are they 8-29? Yeah. Why are they worse than the Knicks?
Their defense is just like
it's negative. The worst. It's terrible watching an Atlanta Hawks game, dude.
They're a couple wing defenders away.
Dude, my man Trae Young gets cooked on every possession.
Yeah, he cooks people back.
Yeah, but has it really worked out in their favor?
What do you have? What do you have today? 29?
Today is 29 on 8-12.
And like 12.
And he was a +7.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
That's better than Jokic, bro.
But Jokic had 47. +0, but 47.
Zero turnovers.
But my team that I want to talk about for the New Year's resolution is going to be the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay.
The one thing I want to say about them or to them is don't mess this up, dude. Don't mess this up. You have, like, honestly, probably the third or fourth best player in the league right now on your squad, and you have a 7'3" Ranger who's coming off, an ACL injury, but he's only in his first few months back, and he struggled a little bit, but his 3-4 percentage is still there. His free throw shooting is going to get back up there. He's averaging more boards than he ever has in his career. He's getting more physical with them. He still can't back anybody down in the post, but you really don't need him to do that when you have Luka handling the ball. And if they run a pick and pop, dude, the combination that they can do together with the two of them can be unstoppable for the next 5 to 6 years. And they can be together for the next 5 to 6 years. They just signed Kristaps to the max. Luka's there for another at least 6 years after he signs his max. Mm-hmm. And so you have 6 years to maybe be the team of the decade, the 2020s. You have the potential to be that team and be the team who wins 3 or 4 chips, like the Warriors, like the Heat, or whatever it may be, because they have the best player and they have one of the best big men. defensively, he's also amazing too, averaging what, 2 blocks a game. And
true, yeah.
And right. he has
that's his most significant like on off difference.
Yeah.
What's atrocious though is that his rebounding like isn't.
It's not. Nine and a half boards a game.
So I'm looking at it from like his on court, off court, like team ratings. Mm-hmm. The percentage difference for his blocks is 4.1%.
Okay.
But for rebounds, it's like 1.5. His offensive rating on and off differential is -1.4. And I know it's kind of a flawed stat.
Yeah.
But I think I agree with you that like, Chris, like, don't screw it up, but like.
Like, Kristaps is.
They just need to unleash. They need to unleash the unicorn.
Yeah, they. And I don't think it's going to come this year. It's coming next year.
I hope so.
In the first year of his max, like, he'll have a whole summer to work with Luka and do whatever they got to do. Luka's going to. If Luka comes back with a six pack, dude.
They gotta.
It's game over.
They gotta use that rookie contract.
They do. They have to use it to their advantage.
That window like, is small.
Because right now, they have. The thing is, but dude, free agency sucks.
Yeah.
Free agency sucks for the next few years.
Yeah.
For the next couple years. Next year, who's the best player gonna be? Andre Drummond?
So they're gonna have to. We have to move some. They're gonna be an interesting team because I don't think they expected to be where they're at.
Dude,
where are they at in the standings right now?
They're sixth.
They're sixth. I don't think they definitely didn't expect
No,
that.
They didn't.
Hands down better than like teams like the Grizzlies or the Spurs.
Dude, but they're only 2 games out of the second seed.
Which is insane.
And if Kristaps gets back to what he was in New York a little bit before he tore his ACL, dude, they can be
outside
absolutely
of these,
crazy.
Like, three players, who even is this team? J.J. Barea, Ryan Brokaw, Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson's a good backup, though. He's a good
Dorian
backup.
Finney-Smith.
He's an okay backup.
Tim Hardaway, who's overperforming.
He's fine. It's finally happening.
He's overperforming.
Dude. No,
100%.
Dude. He finally.
Hundo P.
There was somebody who's finally getting
him
the ball.
$20 million for 20 points, Tim Hardaway. That's what I call
Somebody's
him.
Getting him the ball now. And he knows if he. All he does is shoot.
This is
bro.
A 1 year
deal. As soon as he gets
bro.
It, bro.
I ooh, think next season.
Fuck it.
This reminds me
fuck
of like
it.
Knicks J.R. Smith.
He was good.
Exactly.
He was good.
Yeah, what about
but he was
Cleveland?
Good on the Cavs too. He was good on the Cavs too.
He was also
he won a
horrible.
Chip.
He was also
he won a chip.
LeBron won a chip. J.R. was there for the ride.
J.R. hit that three at the end of
J.R.
game
held
six,
that
game
ball
seven.
In like game one.
That was that side
so
side
Tim Hardaway,
sidetrack, bro. That was the greatest game I've ever seen a human being play. LeBron dominated that game, and I was in disbelief, dude. I was in disbelief when that happened. But no, continue what you were saying. Continue what you were saying.
Yeah, I agree. But like again, this team is it's a ragtag group. I feel Seth Curry. Like
Seth Curry's balling though.
Max,
he got his money. He got
Maxi
his money.
Kleber.
Kleber can hit the three. He's balling.
It's an interesting.
And Dwight Powell. He's deep. They got a decent bench. Their bench is probably overperforming. They're probably overperforming because I didn't expect it, bro. Ain't nobody expected this. But I think they can keep it up, dude. If they played this well so far, you know, I think they can keep it up.
I'm just want to – I'm sidetracked now. I just want to see Luka Doncic's plus minus off on and off. His on and off is 3.3.
Dude, the Mavs have a plus 7.4 differential though.
With what? Oh, in offensive rating?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That is crazy. The offensive rating of the team is 7.7 when the on-off differential. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
I agree with you. So yours for the Mavs is don't screw this up.
Don't screw it up. You have the next 6 years on lock, dude. You'll probably have the second best player in the league after Giannis.
And again, it's not just this year. It's also next year. So
yeah.
Yours is the Mavericks. Mine, Sabonis. Improve those stats. Let's see if you can improve upon
these
stats
I think,
next year. If he keeps this up for another 45 games and goes into next year and averages like 15 rebounds a game, how is this man not an all-starter, like borderline starter?
How many wins
in
do they
the
have?
Eastern Conference?
How many wins do they have?
If
Oladipo comes
well,
back to the
player
he's supposed
borderline two seed
to.
Without Depot.
No, really.
What do you mean? They're 2 games out. They're two right, games out
right,
without.
They're two. My bad. I misspoke. They're two wins behind, but they're 3.5 games out.
All right, bet. 3.5 games out with 0% Depot. Let's say they get 60% Depot.
Right now, they also have 100% Brogdon. Brogdon is not there 100% of the season.
I think you're just saying that because he left you.
No, it's true. That's why
the Bucks didn't sign him.
Look up Giannis his foot injuries, bro.
Giannis cried for him. Giannis was like, no. I wish we had him.
Dude, no, that's Embiid. That's Embiid talking about Jimmy Butler.
He said it once.
Yeah, you know what? We wish we had Brogdon here, but we don't. So he said, okay, and look where they are. They're still in the first seed, bro.
Hey,
where are the Heat?
Wishes Malcolm Brogdon was, quote, still here.
Okay, are we going to search up Joel Embiid saying,
can you
we
imagine
really should have
this
had Jimmy
team
Butler, dude?
With also Malcolm? But hey, man, everybody takes their decision. His decision was to go to Indiana and stand you up on prom night.
Dude, it happens, but we're still first seed.
You are.
We're still first seed.
You are.
And if Brogdon gets his all-star appearance, bro, I applaud him.
And Pacers with 0% Depot are 3.5 games out of the 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 4 seed is realistic.
But how much are they really going to do in the playoffs? How much do you really think they can do in the playoffs?
Honestly, what are the Sixers like, doing? What have the Sixers done in the fourth quarter in playoff basketball?
Oh, with Jimmy Butler?
No.
Tied the game up.
Like
and
this, yeah.
Missed it by a few bounces.
Okay, calm down, Mr. Has-Been. He's got his own team now.
Yeah, I know.
So the Sixers, like, Pacers play a really good level of team basketball that is, like, similar to me to, like, what the Raptors bench was last year.
Yeah, but you also need that Kawhi
very
guy.
Very savvy vets.
You need that Kawhi guy.
You need that
get
Kawhi
a shot
guy.
Whenever you
I mean,
need.
Yeah, they're not going to make the finals.
No, I
could they
I
make
think,
the
like,
conference semis like
yeah,
like the Blazers?
Like second round? 100%.
OP. And I think Sabonis could play a really big role in that.
That's fair.
I think
I can see him getting second round. I can't see anything further than second round though.
Guess how many games he started last year? Over under 34.
Sabonis?
Yeah. 34 under. Games over under started last
under.
Year. By how much?
5.
He actually started 5 games.
Shut up.
Guess over under 34 games started this year.
Oh, over.
Push because they've only played 34 games.
Okay.
He has started 34 games.
Dude,
so
okay.
He's their long-term piece. Basically.
Yeah. And Turner hasn't been starting? Or are they starting?
He hasn't started one game this season.
Dude.
Every game that he has played in, he has started Sabonis.
Okay.
he has firmly put himself into the rotation.
Yeah.
I think that's that those are some really cool New Year's resolutions that we can make for some players, just like us. All right. So this next one that we wanted to do was, like we kind of said before, the top 6 teams in the East and the top 6 teams in the West. It feels like they're in kind of like a level of their own. I would say. Would you agree? Like,
yeah.
From the Lakers to Utah. And from the Bucks to the Pacers, I feel like those are like the top 12 best teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else is kind of like trying to fight in. Teams like the Thunder, teams like
the Spurs,
teams like
the Bulls, the Hornets.
Hell, the Hornets. Yeah, the freaking Hornets. Teams like even Brooklyn, like Orlando is 17-20. They're a 7 seed. Like that's crazy. But they're so far below Indiana. But we want to look at some teams that are on the outside, the 9 through 15s of the Western and Eastern Conference, and see what team has the best chance to maybe not get in this upper echelon, but to just get in that happy to be here area, the 7-8 seed. If you look right now, numbers 9, 10, and 11 in the Eastern Conference are Charlotte, 15-24, Chicago and Detroit, both 13-24. Western Conference, the 9 seed is Memphis, which is a game behind San Antonio, who's the 8 seed. Portland is also the same record at the 10 seed. And Minnesota is 14-21, which is
But they're also one game out of the eighth seed.
Because they've played less games. Yeah. They are all three one game out of the eighth seed.
So technically they're all nine seed.
They're all nine seed. So it's cool because I feel like a lot of those teams are very different stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like a very good mixture of exceeding and greatly not exceeding expectations.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say that. Subverting expectations. Like teams like Charlotte, like did we see them as a nine seed? Hell no. I think we probably laughed at them in the first episode of this podcast, to be fair. Teams like Portland, did we expect them to be in the 10th seed? Hell no. Yeah, it just injuries and just a very horrible defense have plagued them in a Western Conference that got better.
But you know who saved them? Carmelo.
For like seven games.
They needed it. But dude. They needed it bad.
But the minute you play Melo, Lillard, and CJ McCullough on the court, like, GG.
It's straight buckets.
You're
for
scoring
anybody else.
120, you're giving up 320.
Like 320?
Yeah, bro. Per 36. Seriously, like, it is an atrocious defense. And if you field those three players on the floor, I'm sorry, yeah, you'll get empty stats, but you're going to lose the game.
Yeah.
I'm still taking the ridges, bro.
Dude, I think the Blazers can make the playoffs.
That's your team?
That's my team, yeah. I don't see – bro, right now they're tied with the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves.
Yep.
I don't see
Again,
the Timberwolves
– mixture of subverting and exceeding expectations,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't see the Timberwolves making the playoffs. Andrew Wiggins – still has not made that jump.
You know, it was a good run.
He's still trash.
It was a good run.
And I said it before, dude.
But are the Grizzlies trash though?
The Grizzlies are not trash. But
they're only getting better.
Yeah, but I think that the experience that the Blazers have, and with Nurkic coming back, with Collins coming back,
is Collins really that good,
dude? But I mean, he was kind of there, bro. You want him or Hezonja, bro?
Hezonja
couldn't stay on the Knicks.
So agree. He's just kind of there.
Yeah, I mean, so he's
Nurkic, he's great. I love him.
Yeah, Nurkic is the man. I like it.
But
and
how
so,
are you gonna play him and Whiteside?
Dude, you scatter scatter their minutes.
You stagger.
Stagger.
That's good job. You tried.
You stagger them.
Maybe
minutes.
In the 50th episode, we'll look back on this moment.
Maybe. If we get that far. Yeah, dude, stagger their minutes, dude. One of them comes off the bench, the other one starts. Stick Nurkic with the starters, dude.
Hassan ain't going to take that, bro.
What is Hassan going to do?
He's going to play 2K, and he's going to see those ratings going to fall, and he's going to throw a fit. That's okay. What he's going to do.
Okay.
That's what he's always done.
Okay, that's why the Heat are now in the playoffs, and the Blazers are not in the playoffs.
And that's why, literally.
But that's without Nurkic. That's
all right,
the Nurkic. All right.
I think that team definitely has the best chance.
Because Lillard is still having his – still being Lillard, you know?
Okay. I agree. Call me reactionary, but I'm jumping on the Devontae Graham hype train. Who do you think has better odds at most improved player? Luka Doncic or Devontae Graham?
Devontae Graham.
You think Devontae Graham?
Devontae Graham, yeah. Just because everybody knows Luka. He already won an award last year.
How do you not – but isn't he in theory – let's not even talk about who they're going to give the award to. Who is in theory the most improved player?
Dude, but he skipped.
Do you take a guy at zero who got like exponential increase to like one? Or do you take a guy who's already at like five who went to like eight? I go
zero to Devontae Graham got zero to one.
But yeah,
zero to three,
I feel like is like a, he's not a four, dude. Four is like a,
what kind of a scale is this to eight?
I don't know. Sure.
To eight? I think he's a four. He can be a four. This year he can be a four, dude.
They're the ninth seed.
They're the ninth seed.
Okay. All right. He's a four. He's a four. But like, all right, fine. Do you take someone who went from zero to four or do you take someone from five to eight?
Dude, the thing is, the 5-8 person, they skipped to 0-4. Like this, most improved is for the players.
Don't even think about who it's for. Who is the most improved player?
Bam Adebayo.
Get that.
That's who it is, dude.
Shut up. All right, you're stealing the Hornets limelight. I would take Devontae Graham. I think it's an interesting discussion depending on what you look at.
I love Devontae.
They're only one game out of – well, they've played two more games than the 8-seed Nets, who are just garbage.
Yeah.
And they've lost both those games, but cumulatively they're only one game behind them. And they're only one game behind, right?
Yeah.
So they – and if you look at their schedule, sure, it's – the eighth most difficult schedule. They play the Bucks a lot. You play the Heat a ton. They're in the same division. And then you look at teams like Brooklyn, and they have just as hard of a schedule. So I think it's very, very possible that the additions of PJ Washington, Miles Bridges, sometimes Terry Rozier, I think that team could make playoffs. I think that team could be a happy to be here eight seed.
Do you think the Bulls?
No. They have the sixth most hard. They have the sixth most difficult schedule.
Yeah, it's true. They really messed up the first half of the season.
Yeah, they took some L's. Laurie took a lot of L's.
This is a big year for him too. It was a big contract.
This was supposed to be, yeah. Which I think is good for the Bulls in the long run.
Yeah,
because I think you're not good. Do you think we signed to the max?
Nah, bro. Now it's probably like 85-90 mil that I'm thinking.
Which is really good for us. 4 years, 90 mil.
Yeah, like the Turner contract. Yeah, exactly. Capella, like, Turner contract. If we get him for that, trade Zach.
Yeah. Oh God. Start over. Another thing is Portland has the fifth most difficult schedule.
Yeah, but Melo. I'm just kidding. I'm not a Melo.
You gonna put
believer,
your name on the line like that?
No, I'm not putting.
Six
no
episodes
way.
In, seven no episodes
way.
In.
No way. Yeah, I mean, I believe in Lillard. I think he can get it done. I believe in CJ.
I think they could overtake Spurs.
I just think like Ja isn't there yet, and JJJ hasn't taken the offensive jump that he really needs to. Yeah, that's true. Brandon Clark's
that
a steal.
Fun.
Yeah, they're fun. They're cool.
I think they're better than the Hornets, which is unfortunate.
I give them a year.
You give them a year?
Yeah, next year they'll be good. Do they have their pick?
That's a good question. I wish there was a website where I could check that.
Dude,
there's got to be a website.
Yeah. There probably is something.
Grizzlies picks 2020. Grizzlies future.
Google's
draft.
Amazing.
I love Google. 2021, they have their round one, and the Blazers, Grizzlies, and Suns round two pick.
So they had 3 second rounds?
Yeah.
Dude, they could probably do something if they want. They can mess around.
Yeah. They can mess around.
That's good for them.
Good for them. All right. So the next final part of our podcast today, you want to take it over, Josh?
Yeah. So we were looking at the standings, and we're looking at these records for a bunch of these teams, and we thought – So what are the over-unders, according to Vegas, for all these NBA teams, where they're going to finish at the end of the season? So we chose three teams that we're going to talk about, and their projected records, what the records are right now, just to see if it's reachable or if it isn't reachable. So the first team that we'll be talking about are the Denver Nuggets.
Mm.
The Denver Nuggets right now are
– a good team.
Mm-hmm.
A team that's – exceeding expectations?
Yeah, right now they're
meeting expectations.
Well, they're meeting. I would say they're meeting it now. Mm-hmm. In the beginning of the year, they really struggled. They were really getting in the media. Mm-hmm. Jokic was, but mm-hmm. he came back. You know, we talked about at the beginning of the episode, 47 points.
Yeah,
you know, efficient.
A team that only is going to get better.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So
it's about halfway done with the season right now. 46
games left.
46 games left?
Yes. And they're the second seed right now.
They're the second seed. They won 25. They're 25-11. And they're projected to win 53 games. So their record would be 53-29.
53-29. They're 7-3 in their last 10. They just killed their division. They're so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. So 25-11, 53 games. They're projecting that they're probably going to stay on pace, which is interesting because they have the fourth most difficult schedule in the league.
Last year, they won 54 games.
Okay.
And they were the second seed. And right now, they're projected to win 53.
Did their team get better?
I think if Michael Porter Jr.
I think he's the big question mark.
If he
and
gets
Jeremy Grant.
Jeremy Grant, dude, he can be really good if he asserts himself
yeah.
in a lot of like bigger situations and where like his presence is really needed, if he takes that step forward, they could be really good. And if MPJ gets a consistent 20 to 25 minutes a game, really being that X factor, I think that they could really be something good.
I think they could be something great.
Yeah.
They should have made the conference
finals. Do you think that if they make it to the finals, that they could win the whole thing?
If they make the finals, I feel like they could do anything. Because they had to get through a ridiculous Western Conference.
It's pretty crazy. A lot of things would have to go their way. And I think last year was
when do they have an answer for Giannis, though? No.
Nah, they really don't.
They don't have an answer. And it really comes down to the best, whoever the best player on the court is,
yeah,
ends up having the best chance.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, Jokic was that around like 60 to 75% of the time in all those playoff games last year.
It's going to be one of the LA teams.
Yeah.
In the finals.
Yeah. I think, what do you think, Lakers or Clippers?
Oh, man. It's tough because, well, the Lakers and the Clippers have a really easy schedule, which so I think they can coast. But I take the Clippers.
Really?
Because I don't think we're seeing the best version of them. I think they're purposely...
They still got a gel.
They're purposely subverting our expectations.
Though, yeah.
I think they're saving their best. Like, truly, like, not exhibiting, like, their solo ISO plays until the playoffs, when it really matters.
Dude, I got the Lakers going to the playoffs. Or going to the finals.
I would be hard-pressed to disagree with you, honestly. You can make such a
good argument. I actually think that they're not – they're going to make a move for trade deadline, and I think they're going to get Derrick Rose.
Mm.
I think Derrick Rose coming off that bench would make it a whole different monster, dude. Him and Dwight Howard – and Caruso. You see that dunk?
It is essentially the 2008 Dream Team.
Dude, but Derrick Rose is actually playing really well this year. Was he averaging like 16-5 in like 25 minutes a game?
Yes. He had a great game last night.
Yeah, he did. Against the Lakers. Yep. He was putting up a show. He said, dude, let me get here.
I think – you don't think it's empty stats?
No way.
On a trash team?
Nah. He's the only reason they've won as many games as they have. Yeah. With Drummond not doing anything offensively, Blake Griffin averaging, 16 points a game? But he might have season-ending surgery on his knee.
Yeah, that's just because the team is blowing it.
Dude, well, yeah. You know, and they're going to trade Drummond.
What do you think they give up?
The thing is, they're so, tight in whatever.
That's the thing. They have nothing.
Because KCP, you have to give up KCP if you're gonna Rondo, and I think JaVale McGee all have a no-trade clause on their contracts. And they're the only ones who make money. Because what's his name? Kuzma doesn't make any money. Right now he's making $2-3 million a year. LeBron and AD, they're taking up $40 million each or whatever it is, you know. So they don't have many things that they can do. But I think they probably trade Kuz to Detroit. Because I think Detroit's not going to have Blake Griffin the rest of the year. They get rid of Drummond. They're going to get rid of Derrick Rose. Send him over there. Get Kuzma back. Get Kuzma some minutes, dude. Kuzma can replace whatever Drummond was doing, move like to the five next year. Let this be Kuzma's team. Jackson's going to be off his absurd max deal finally this year, this summer. So I think Detroit has the opportunity to really, really do that and just start over.
I think so too, but I think Kuzma's worth more than D-Rose.
For the chip this year? I don't think he fits.
Get more. I think you could get Bogdanovich. It was such a better fit.
They're saying it, dude, but I don't think the Kings are that stupid. Well, the Kings are that stupid. I don't think they would do it for just Kuzma, though.
Okay. But that is the caliber type of player I think they're going to look for. And yeah. I think Derrick Rose is, because of his age, frankly.
Well, I mean, he's only 30.
He's only 30. His knees are like 34.
Dude, but you only need it for 2 years. You'll need it for this year and next year, bro.
You'll need it for 2 years.
Dude, because off that bench, do you really want Rondo doing what he's doing this year?
D-Rose
get D-Rose that chip. Get LeBron that chip. Get AD that chip, dude.
This team's going to be a Laker. This city's going to be a Laker town. I can't prepare for that.
When I went to the Bucks Laker game, there when I was like walking around outside the arena before the
Laker
game.
Lakers fans everywhere.
Dude, there were more Laker jerseys than Bucks jerseys. Like that when like people crazy. When people were waiting like to get inside, dude. Oh, it was crazy.
That's stupid.
I know. I said it was stupid too.
That's stupid. Oh man. So back to the Nuggets.
Yeah. So
I think they go. You go.
I think that they go over.
Under.
Really, I think they go over by just a game or two.
54 games, you think?
Dude,
so?
I think Jokic is working his way back into shape. I think Michael Porter Jr. is going to be a decent piece. He's actually going to get more minutes. Right now, he hasn't gotten any minutes so far. Mm-hmm. You know, he's averaging with like 7-8 minutes a game mm-hmm. total over like the 35-36 games. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to have a more consistent role. Jokic is going to play himself back into shape. Jamal Murray. So
is it 53 or 53 and a half?
It's 53.
53 even. God, I would take 53, honestly.
Yeah, I wanted to, but I think they got a few wins in them. If Jokic putting down 47, dude, if he can do it a few more times.
I take the under just because the schedule is so difficult.
That makes sense.
But no shame on them. Like, yeah. Just a tough conference. Next team.
Next team is the Portland Trail Blazers.
Okay.
The Blazers are underachieving. They are 10th in the West.
Yeah.
15-22. Projected to win just 37 games. Yeah. Last year they won 53 games.
Just feels like a
and they were the
team.
Three seed.
Just feels like
it
a different
feels
team.
Like a different team, but it's not. That's the thing. It's always the same team.
What are the chances they get injured again?
High.
Always. High, it's always high. And
it's
think
the Blazer curse.
Sounds like Vegas is banking on them being injured.
Yeah, but Vegas always has them down there in like 7-8 or below.
Yeah.
And the projections every year. Last year there was the only outlier year where they kind of, you know, exceeded expectations.
God. Portland, Denver with the 4th, Portland with the 5th. Do you take over or under 37 wins?
Oh, I know you, I'm going you over. Take over. I'm going over. They're going to make the playoffs. I think they're probably going to get like 42, 43
yeah,
wins.
Yeah, 37 feels it. Low.
It feels like, dude, way below 500, like 5 games below 500. I don't see that.
When does Nurkic get back?
That's a good question.
Nurkic injury.
Nurkic, Collins, like they'll be back soon. So that'd be good for them. Melo, stay Melo.
So he doesn't expect to be back in 2019.
Well, good thing it's 2020.
Yeah, good thing it is 2020. Let's see. There haven't been very many updates on him since. Mm-hmm. The target day would be late January or early February, if I were to guess.
Okay, cool. Which so, is, you know, he's got some time to work his way back.
Got some time to work his way back. He's got the All-Star break. Makes sense. All right, yeah, I think over sounds like a pretty safe bet on that one.
Yeah.
All right, last one.
Last team is going to be the New Orleans Pelicans. Interesting team. They have something. They have somebody coming back soon.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Who just signed to Jordan?
Luka.
Yeah.
Luka did.
Yeah. No, who else signed? Who are like the worst people to sign on the Jordan brand? Like, who do you, like, could you imagine going to like a Jordan brand party and you're like, oh, I'm the worst athlete here? Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I don't know, but Jimmy Butler just left Jordan, and I think that's because
Steven Jackson. Steven Jackson's a Jordan, he's a Jordan athlete. This is hilarious. Can I look at the athletes, please? Just let me see the athletes. All right. So Zion, obviously, is coming mm-hmm. back.
Yeah, so Zion's coming back soon. He's dunking again. the Pelicans right now, what are they? They are 14th in the West. But the thing is, they are only 3 games out of the 8 seed. Or 4 games out of the 8 seed.
4 games out of the 8 seed. Zion's coming back in about 3 weeks. They've got the 4th easiest schedule in the league.
And based on what – the only thing we've seen of Zion was just preseason. And I think if we get any glimpse of or any like percentage of what he was during preseason in this regular season, they're going to be hard to beat. Like with him going downhill and coming off those curls and everything, just yamming it on everybody, averaging when he went like 12 for 12 against the Bulls in the preseason, like
What if they surpass the Blazers?
I wouldn't be shocked.
How many games behind the Blazers are they?
Three.
Yeah, that can totally happen.
It actually could. Like, literally. Because right now, they just went on a five-game winning streak. Four-game winning streak against, like, all playoff teams. Portland, the Nuggets, Houston, Indiana. They were all in there. And they beat them all.
Right.
They just lost to the Jazz by 2 points.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, they're looking good. Drew isn't looking the best this year.
Mm-hmm.
Lonzo looks like a decent NBA player right now, based on the last, like, 8 games.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Lonzo believer, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not the biggest believer in Lonzo. But Ingram looks good.
Nice.
Do you think Ingram keeps it up though with Zion coming back?
It's a contract year, bro. He's gonna break for the bank.
Yeah, he has to.
I don't have any reason to suspect. Like he's still really young.
Yeah.
Right. Like he was one of the younger players drafted when he was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 24.
Yeah.
Probably. Like he's still got a ways to go. He doesn't have to be the second best option on that team.
Yeah.
Even. Like he could just float around as a third best option, like, and take over on some nights.
That makes sense. I can
like,
see that.
Like a more athletic Gallo. I think that's a good. And
Gallo is decent.
Gallo's so good. What do you mean? He's one of the bigger reasons why that team is in the playoffs right now.
Yeah,
they're in the playoffs. Well,
he's averaging like 20, right?
Yeah,
he's averaging 20 on an efficient like 40% from three.
That's a team that succeeds.
The only thing is, he's always had health issues.
How many games has he played this year?
I'm not sure. I think he missed a few, but like over 30.
So he has played. He's played about 30 games. Yeah. Okay. So he's like 5 games. That's not bad.
Yeah,
for him.
It's not too bad.
It's not horrible. SGA is going to be a top 5 player.
Player?
Yes. I am so high on SGA, and I know
top
that
five
is
player.
I know
in the
that
league?
Is. I think that's impossible for guards to do nowadays, unless you're like nuclear.
Yeah,
like nuclear, like maybe top five guard, probably.
Probably top five.
I think he could have a top five
guard.
Season though.
Top 5 season?
I think he could have a top 5 season. I think that's
like in his prime, like 27, 28 years old.
Oh yeah, 100%. This kid is for real,
dude. You're talking about. Top five?
Yeah.
I mean, in a season with Luka's averaging a 30-point triple-double in his second year.
Yeah.
Giannis is averaging on, like,
I don't think I don't think the Thunder get the press that they deserve, frankly.
That's true. Well, it's small. Really small market.
Really small market that's still in
I feel
playoffs.
Like when they had Westbrook and when they had Westbrook and PG, they had
so
they
as
had
soon
the
as they're
necessary.
Gone, people think that they're going to tank. But, like, that team still has Chris Paul, Gallinari, Steven
Ooh,
Adams.
Chris Paul is actually playing way better than most people expected.
And I think SGA is going to benefit from that. He's playing better.
Yeah, he's going to learn a lot from them.
Yeah, I think he's a fantastic
player. So you go over or under what the Pelicans are going to win?
Oh, I think you have to take.
Right now, the projected to win 38.
If I'm a gambler.
That's more than the Blazers, actually.
If I'm a gambler, I take the Pelicans. I'm just betting on Zion's potential.
Over?
Yeah.
I mean,
you got
over.
It's a perfect storm of the fourth easiest schedule and hopefully getting all your players back. Totally see it not happening, though.
Yeah.
But I'll take the over.
I'm going over, too, but I don't see it more than, like, 42 wins. I don't see more than 500, like 42.
All right. Last thoughts before we go. MVP and team that's going to win it all. Go.
Dude, the MVP is going to be Giannis back-to-back.
Yeah.
Insane dude. So I was watching the Bucks game, like the pregame that was going on, and they had this side by side to Kareem's like best season as a Buck and Giannis's current season. Both of them averaging 30 points a game, both of them averaging like 12, 13 rebounds a game, both of them averaging 6 assists a game, both of them shooting 55% from the field. Giannis is shooting threes, but at the very bottom, Kareem Abdul Jabbar was averaging 42.5 minutes a game, getting those stats. Giannis was averaging 31 minutes a game in those exact same stats as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Faster league,
but still
more possessions
11
per
minutes,
game.
11 minutes less, dude.
That is crazy. That is insane.
And he's doing all the damage to the paint too, like Kareem was.
Yep, right. You know? He's not shooting it,
and he's not shooting free throws that well.
That's a savvy team.
It's a really good team, dude. Boonhoser's got that team.
I just wanted to ask because, like, what if in like 3 months Harden just like. scores like 50 points like for like nine games.
Dude.
He's playing.
That won't help his case, I don't think. I think people are tired of giving him MVP votes. He's been second in running for the last like 4 or 5 years, bro, and he's gotten kicked out of the second round or the conference finals every time. He gets destroyed in the playoffs, dude.
But then he keeps doing this, man. He keeps using
all his energy in the regular season, bro.
That's what matters in MVP, though.
Are you really gonna at the end of your career really gonna be like, dude,
I have two MVPs. I care about 3 months from now, and like, what if just like crazy stuff happens and Harden just like goes nuclear?
No, I think Giannis is running away with it right now. Yeah, I think it's too far ahead.
You gonna take the Bucks as your finals team too?
Dude, if the Lakers get Derrick Rose,
oh my god, then no. You're too set on this.
Then no. But if they don't get Derrick Rose, if their team is mostly the same.
That team's a defensive stud.
Dude, yeah. So I'm going Bucks. I can't go against Giannis.
Yeah, you're just a homer.
Yeah, 100%.
This is a loaded question.
100%. 100% a homer.
Give me the Lakers. This defense is for real.
What about MVP?
Give me Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know what? Screw you. Give me...
Who are you going to say?
Give me LeBron.
Shut up.
Give me LeBron. Give me AD.
So you think Lakers are going to... Who do you think they're going to beat in the finals?
The Bucks. There's no one else in the East right now.
Man, you really think
you
that?
Don't. The Heat are not going to make it.
The Heat are not. I didn't say the Heat were going to make the finals, bro.
Who do you think? The Celtics? No.
No, the finals? The Bucks. Bucks are going to make the finals.
Exactly. I think the Lakers.
But I think that they're going to play.
The minute you have an answer for Giannis, I feel like the
team. But how many teams have an answer for Giannis?
The Lakers, the Clippers, the teams they'll face in the finals.
Did they in four games this season? Bucks are 4-0 against them.
Yeah, in the regular season, which you just discounted.
Yeah, I did. I did do that. But it's not like they didn't like squeeze by him, dude. They destroyed him.
Harden destroys people all the time, Josh. You told me.
The Rockets don't.
Yeah, Harden, but Harden does. Harden does.
Harden does. The Rockets don't. The Bucks do.
Rockets were the one seed at one point. You got some.
They were not the ones. When were they the one seed?
Oh my gosh, bro. Are you really that blind?
When were they the one seed?
They were the one seed 1 year when the Warriors were the two seed. And we were like, oh my gosh, this is the year. And they went to 7 games and then they choked.
2017?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
No way. No way.
My goodness, Josh.
Nah, dude, Giannis all the way. All
right, fine. I just want like LeBron and AD just to suffocate him. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
2 weeks, catch us here every 2 weeks. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, complaints, especially, forward them to especially josh@theGLeague2@gmail.com. But catch us every 2 weeks. Thanks for listening. We promise we'll be better.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, guys. Bye-bye.